Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are jamming with Jason Mefford, where you hear inspiring interviews with some amazing people. Some are famous, some may seem ordinary, and they are all doing extraordinary things to positively change the world. Sometimes it's just you and me having an intimate and authentic conversation about how you can change the world around you and rewrite the story of your life by being more authentic, accepting and loving yourself more, and spreading love to others. Since really, all you need is love. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. We discuss all aspects of self-improvement, growth, and so much more. Great content, insightful advice that's practical and helpful to anyone that listens. You're always eager to come back for more and share with your friends and family, since you learn something in every episode. So sit back and enjoy the easy listening while you feel seen and heard in this informative, authentic, and entertaining podcast. Now, let's roll that beautiful podcast footage. All right, all right, all right. Well, happy Thursday, everybody. It kind of just hit me just a minute ago that I needed to do a follow-up video on the video, I think it was yesterday, on kindness. Got hit pretty strong. Maybe I'll explain that a little bit later, but just felt compelled for a lot of different reasons to get back on here and talk about, I think, a common misconception that people have about kindness. Or people that maybe they think are nice or kind, that a lot of times people confuse kindness with weakness, okay? And those two are not the same thing. And so I want to make sure and share some information today with you. And why? Because this is important for people who may look at other people who they think are nice and kind and want to take advantage of them, right? So you need to understand that they're not the same thing, and you shouldn't be viewing people that you think are nice or kind as being weak. And I'll explain why. And on the flip side, those of you that are nice or kind, you're probably getting taken advantage of by some people. And so I want to talk a little bit about some things that you can do so you don't get taken advantage of, right? Because again, if that's the way you are, that's the way I am. I am a kind and loving person. And sometimes people think they can take advantage of me, and they can't. And I'll explain why. They might think that they are, and it's not like I'm punching them back in the face, but I'll share a little bit about what I do as well. So this might be a short video. It might be a longer one. I don't know. I just get on here and talk, right? So listen, don't listen, doesn't matter. It's going to reach the people who need to hear it. Okay, so first off, right, the people who think that somebody who is nice or kind is weak is totally not true, okay? In fact, as I think I mentioned before, it takes a lot more courage, it takes a lot more strength to actually be kind and to be nice in what you're doing, especially when other people that you're interacting with are not so nice and kind, okay? So I'm going to give you some analogies for you to learn from in non-specific things, okay? So again, those of you listening, if you've got comments, put comments in here. Reach out to me if you want to talk about this more, okay? But the first thing, people who do that are not weak, okay? And so if you are the kind of person who looks at other people and thinks, oh, Jason's such a nice guy, I can just walk all over him, he'll just do whatever I want him to do, I can take advantage of him and he won't care, right? Now, you may not be consciously thinking that, but subconsciously, most people actually do think that, right? And it's just the wrong thing to do, right? And again, imagine if you see a kind and loving person and you choose to take advantage of them. What does that say about you? Are you being kind and loving by taking advantage of someone else who is kind and loving? Answer the question. I can answer it for you, but you've got to answer the question yourself, right? So let's look at that, right? So you know, yesterday, I think, again, I talked about seeing people as humans, seeing people for who they are. And I will tell you, when you look at someone who is kind, loving, nice, if you don't see their pure heart, if you don't see the love from them and you don't want to give that to them, then you don't deserve to be around those people. Okay. And so again, if you find yourself thinking that, please get away from those people because you don't deserve those people in your life. Okay. Now I'm saying it pretty harsh. This is a little bit of a rant. Every so often I do this. But like I said, the reason why I'm doing this, I got hit a few minutes ago by spirit that said, Jason, you've got to get on here and you've got to speak your mind and you've got to do it right now. And my heart started pounding a little bit more. And I know when that happens that I just have to get on here and I have to say what I have to say. If I piss people off, I piss people off. But it's because if I'm triggering you right now, it's because you need to hear this message. And you need to change what you are doing, okay? So that's a little bit about the first group of people, right? If you're seeing that, you need an attitude check and you need to start actually seeing those people for who they are. And you should love them and you should take care of them and do what you can because being surrounded by kind and loving people in your life is one of the greatest blessings you will ever have. Why? Well, I'm going to tell you, okay? There's a lot of people in this world who pretend to be your friend. They pretend to be your friend, okay? They'll tell you things like, oh yeah, I'll come over and help you do that. Oh yeah, let's get together next week. And then they ghost you and they're not there or they're not there when you need them. Why? Those people are probably not acting nice and kind. And a lot of people are that way. Now, on the flip side, those people who truly love you, those people who are kind, who see you for who you are, they will do almost anything for you. When you need their help, they will be there. Nobody else will be around. But those kind people, when you need them the most, if you don't mistreat them, they will be there for you come hell or high water. Okay? I've seen it in my own life with the people that are like that for me. And I do that for the people that I love and am connected with, okay? A lot of what I do, people don't see. I'm in the background helping and supporting the people that I love, who love me. They don't even realize it, right? And that's okay. I don't care. I don't need the accolades from it, okay? But I do that because I am a kind and I am a loving person. And that's how I serve and help those people that I love and that I'm connected to. Now, what happens when somebody comes at me? What happens if somebody tries to take advantage of me? What happens if somebody tries to walk all over me? Well, let me give you an analogy. Let's say somebody comes at me. They're coming at me physically, and they reach out to punch me in the face. And they're coming at me hard, and they start punching me. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to punch them in the face. I am not going to grab their hand. I'm not going to block the punch. I'm going to move out of the way. And when I move out of the way, they look pretty fucking stupid. Because when they're coming at me with all of that force, and my head is not there to take the blow, what do you think happens to them? They fall on their ass and they look stupid. And they're going to get up. And some people will get up at that point and they'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Jason, I am so sorry. I don't know what came over me. We hug, we apologize. And again, I'm talking figuratively, and we move on with our relationship. Other people fall down on the ground. They get even angrier and they jump back up and they try to come at me again. And they throw a punch and I move out of the way. And they fall on their ass again, and they look stupid. Now, I'm not going to hit the person. Again, this is all figuratively. I'm not going to hit the person. I'm not going to come at them. I'm not going to curse them. It's not my job. Karma will take care of it. Karma will end up taking care of it. All I have to do is move out of the way. Now, when people come at me because they think I'm weak, they don't know how powerful I am and what I could do. But I choose not to, because I'm a kind and loving person, and that's not the way that I'm going to respond to people. Okay? So I move out of the way. And then I do something really interesting that, again, people don't realize. But when people come at me, when people take advantage of me, I have the ability to disappear and to become invisible. And I remove what I am doing in the background. So for a lot of those people that don't even realize what I'm doing and supporting and helping them in the background, all of a sudden, whew, the support goes away. And all of a sudden, they start to realize that maybe things aren't quite as easy in their life as it used to be. And do you know why? Because I'm not helping anymore, right? And again, I don't wish them any ill. I just can't support and help people who don't support and love me. Would you? Right? Okay, so that's probably enough on the first one. The second group. Those of you who are kind and loving, other people are probably going to take advantage of you. So what do you do? Well, I just told you figuratively what I do, right? I told you what I figuratively do. You can do those same things. And again, translate that into whatever you think you need to do, right? But it's about setting boundaries. It's about when people try to take advantage of you, of letting them know that in a kind way, right? So again, if that big burly guy comes at me and tries to punch me, I'm going to move out of the way and I'm going to say, dude, do you really want to do that? And if they get up and they want to do it again, right? It's like, I'm sorry, but your freedom ends where my nose begins, right? That was a quote from Abraham Lincoln that I love, right? Your freedom ends where my nose begins. So you can, you know, come at me, start to pretend like you're going to hit me. I'm not going to flinch. If I know you're really coming at me, I'm going to move out of the way and I'm going to let karma do what karma is going to do. Okay. So you can do the same thing if you're one of those people. Now, the other thing is, those of you that are kind and loving, please, please, please don't turn into an asshole. to try to make other people think you're strong. Because assholes are not strong. Assholes are bullies, and bullies are weak people who emotionally can't handle their shit, or are hurt people who choose to hurt other people because they're not strong enough to deal with their own hurt. So let me ask you, right? Which one of those people are stronger? The people who actually take care of their hurt, who have healed, who have worked through their shit, and can handle themselves emotionally, or those people who fly off the handle and want to be bullies? I know the world will tell you, and if you look at a lot of the strong people that the world holds up on a pedestal, you will see that a lot of those people are nothing but bullies. They're nothing but bullies, okay? And that's not real power. That is not real power, okay? A small little, small dictator, okay? I'm going to call him a small dick, because that's a lot of times what they are. They're trying to make up for something, right? May think, well, I have a military, I have guns, I can do all these things, and I have all this power. I will tell you, guns and bombs are nothing. They're nothing in comparison to what real, true, authentic power can do. And I'll let you read into that, whatever you want to read into it, okay? Now, I'm trying to make the little check marks in my head of what to talk about today. But again, as I said, don't confuse kindness with weakness. Don't see people who are kind as someone who is weak. Instead, see them as the kind of people that you want around you to support you. And you support them, right? Do what you can to love and support and help them, and never do anything to take advantage of them, to hurt them, walk all over them. Don't do that. Don't do it, because those kind and loving people are going to be the only ones who are there when you really need help. They are the only ones who will really be there when you need help, and they will actually help you. Okay. I've seen it in my life. I've done it for other people as well. And so, you know, remember that. And again, if you're one of those kind and loving people and you're like, man, you know, everybody's taking advantage of me. Whatever. Well, think about some of the things that I just talked about. You can still be kind and loving and very powerful. Because I will tell you, the internal power, the authentic power, is much, much stronger than any external power, any title, any physical stature, right? So again, you might look at me. I'm a little weird looking. I'm middle-aged. I'm only 5'9". I don't even know what I weigh now. You might look at me and you might think, oh, Jason's a little guy, right? Maybe I'm a big, burly, 6'5", you know, 250-pound strong guy, right? And you might look at me and you might think that I am weak. You might think that I am small. But I will tell you, if you could really see who I am, you would know that I am just trapped in this physical body right now. Think about that. And I tell you that not because of me, but because of the way I want you to start seeing other people. We are not our physical bodies. Okay? We are not our physical bodies. We are luminous beings having a physical experience. Now, for whatever reason, this giant of a guy decided to come to this earth and be 5'9". Average, a little under average. Why? I don't know. I'm still learning. But it doesn't matter. My body is not who I am. Your body is not who you are. So if you're making judgments about other people because of their physical stature, because of the way they choose to dress, you know, yesterday I talked about tattoos and piercings, whatever, their socioeconomic station in life, it doesn't matter. Start seeing people for who they really are. And start loving more. Start becoming more kind yourself. And I will tell you, one of the best ways to do that is to really love the kind people that are around you. Because they will teach you what love really is. And 99.9% of the people on this planet do not understand what real love is. So if you want to learn it, if you want to live it, and if you want to feel it, then connect and love those kind people who are around you, who want to love you, who want to connect with you, who want to support you, and they will teach you. All right, I think that's only three or four times of me crying today. So I'm going to get off and I'm going to go back and do the regular work that I need to do because I feel like I've delivered the message that I needed to deliver today. So with that, my friends, those of you that have listened all the way to the end, I send you my blessings and my love. And those of you that know what that is and that can feel that, that's for you. All right. See you on the next live. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.